ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்பியோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். ஸ்ரீமத் பகவத்கீதா சாப்டர் 17, ஸ்ரத்தாத்ரய விபாக யோகா. ஸோ பிஃபோர் கோயிங் டு திஸ் சாப்டர், லெட் அஸ் ஃபஸ்ட் லுக் அட் த பேக்ரவுண்ட் ஆஃப் த 17th சாப்டர். இன் தி லாஸ்ட் போர்ஷன் ஆஃப் த 16th சாப்டர், கிருஷ்ணா எம்ஃபசைஸ் சாஸ்திர பிரமாணம். இன் சூஸிங் அவர் வே ஆஃப் ஆக்ஷன், தட் இஸ் அவர் வே ஆஃப் லைஃப், கீப் த கைடன்ஸ் ஆஃப் தி சாஸ்திராஸ். Don't go by what you feel like. Now Krishna, Arjuna gets a doubt now perhaps. How can all the people have access to Shastram and study? Because if you remember, the study of Veda is not that easy. The first block is what? It is in Sanskrit. Second, often Veda does not convey anything directly. And often it appears to be contradictory also. In fact, in Mahabharata itself, lot of people will get so much of conflicts and confusion. In some places, Prahlada disobeys father, but he is praised. But Rama obeys the father and glorified. So many people do so many varieties of things, we may get a doubt which is correct and which is not correct. So study of Vedas require a particular method of analysis, which we call it as Mimamsa. Just like the Gita itself, so many people have written commentaries, thousands of books, you know, people have written, and many people who are not even traditional teachers have written. But if you go to Shankaracharya's commentary, you get a wealth of information. Why? Because Shankara's method is a traditional method. So for that they see, the Veda Angas have to be studied, Shiksha, Vyakarana, Kalpa, Jyotisha, Nirukta, Chandas. And each of these sciences, they are vast. After studying all these, and then on approach Veda by Mimamsa methods. And if you take this route, perhaps our life will be over to understand even a little bit of Vedas. So the question comes, can everyone study Veda and understand? And if a person does not study Vedas, what will happen to him? It is not his mistake, but he did not have the access to the Vedas. But he is a religious person, he is a sincere person, he wants to do good things, he is not a negative person. So Arjuna's question is based on a person who has faith but has no knowledge. Ignorant but faithful person, what will happen to him? So the conditions are important. If he is a knowledgeable person, no question is necessary because he is going to live according to Shastras. A disbeliever also is not discussed here. Because even if he studies, there is no benefit since he does not believe in it. Like many other people, other scholars, essentially to say Hinduism is useless and to woe people to come to their faith. Because they have no Shraddha in Vedas as they have in their scriptures. Actually, some of their works are even more informative. We are grateful to them. We get the benefit, but they don't get. So we don't have to discuss both kinds of people here. We are discussing about a person who has faith, who is a bhakta and wants to follow but has no access to Vedas. So Arjuna asks the question, which is the seed for the 17th chapter? Let us read Shloka 1. Arjuna uvacha ye shastra vidhim usrijya yajante shraddayanvitaha tesham nishtatuka krishna சத்வமாஹோரஜஸ்தமஹா. So Arjuna raises the question, even though this question is not relevant to himself because he has studied the scriptures, he is representing those illiterate people who have Shraddha but who don't have access to the Shastras. So he says, Shastra vidhim utsrijya yajante. Suppose there are some people, yajante, who worship the Lord. யஜனம் கரோதி ஆர் பூஜனம் கரோதி, பூஜாம் கரோதி. பட் ஹவ்? சாஸ்திர விதிம் உத்ருஜ்ய, வயலேட்டிங் ஆர் வித்தவுட் ஃபாலோயிங் தி சாஸ்திரிக் இன்ஜங்ஷன்ஸ். வி சி டெம்பிள்ஸ் ஆல் ஓவர் த பிளேசஸ், ஆன் பேமெண்ட்ஸ் ஆல்சோ இன் இண்டியா செவரல் பிளேசஸ். ஸோ சைக்கிள் ரக்ஷா அசோசியேஷன் பீப்புள், தே வில் ஹாவ் அ டெம்பிள், ஆல் ஹாவ் ஸ்மால் டெம்பிள்ஸ் அண்ட் தே டூ பூஜா. பட் சாஸ்திர விதிம் உத்ருஜ்ய, பட் ஸ்ரத்தையான்விதா, தே ஹவ் காட் ஃபெய்த் இன் த லார்ட் அண்ட் த வர்ஷிப், faith that the Lord will bless them. Otherwise, those poor people will not spend so much of money and all in that. Tesham nishtatuka krishna. What is the status of those people. From one angle, we feel like saying they are great because Shraddha is there. But from the other angle, we feel like condemning because they violate the rules of the Shastras. So what is the status of such people? So Sattvam Aho Rajaha Aho Tamaha. Do they come under Sattvic people, Daivi Sampannaha, or do they come under Rajasic people, Rakshasi Sampannaha? Or do they come under Tamasic type, Asuri Sampannaha? This is Arjuna's question. Krishna begins answering from the next shloka. Shloka 2. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, Trividha Bhavati Shraddha, Dehinam Saswa Bhavaja, Sattvikim Rajasim Chaiva, Tamasi Cheti Tam Shrunu. Krishna is always well known to give answers indirectly. Right from the third chapter we have been seeing this. Arjuna asked the question there, what? Tatekam vadanischitya yena shreyogam apniyam. That's what he said. Tell me one marga by which I can go. For which what Krishna said? Lokesmin dvividha nishta. He started there. He could have just said, go by this way. No. That is what Swamiji tells always. Gita is not a book of commandments. If it is a book of commandments, then people will always depend on it. But Gita is a book of teaching. One should learn and learn to guide oneself. That is why Krishna refuses to say, do this and do that. Instead, I will enlighten you. I will inform you. You must know whether to do this or that. The choice should come from one's own understanding. How long can we depend on others? Asking mother, asking father or other people, lifelong they are like that. They never learn to take decisions themselves, all out of fear. It is okay up to certain time, 10 years, 15 years, when we may not be mature enough. But a time should come when we should be able to take responsibility over our own life and act independently, guided by understanding. So Krishna does not want to play the role of advisor to Arjuna. His job is to teach so that Arjuna will be able to guide himself with this knowledge. If not, there is no need for 18 chapters. He could have just said, Arjuna, fight. One word. To get such an advice, you need half a second only. That's what Swamiji says. To get an advice, you may go to the outpatient department in a hospital. They will give you medical advice in 10 minutes or half an hour. But to get a medical knowledge, you have a big exercise to go through. Advice gives temporary benefit, but knowledge gives permanent benefit. If I advise you for one problem, you will come to me for another problem later. Then you become addicted to that habit of seeking advice for everything, or go to an astrologer. Krishna does not want Arjuna to be like that. So there is actually a Chinese proverb. Give a person a fish, he will survive for one day. But tell a person how to fish, he will know it for lifelong. So Krishna starts here saying, Trividha Bhavati Shraddha. Arjuna, I won't categorically say that. Why? Krishna is not able to give a one-word answer to Arjuna. We should understand the reason. Krishna is also helpless. If a person has learned the Shastra and lives according to Shastra, then we can say all those people are Sattvic and Daivi Sampannaha uniformly. But if they have not studied the Shastra and following the life according to their own personal interest, then Krishna cannot categorize them in one group, because the minds of people, they vary. If Shastra is not the governing factor, then what will be the guiding factor? Their own Ragadveshas, their Purva Janma Samskaras, or their Swabhava, they will determine. So these are governed by what? Not by Shastras, but their Swabhavas. What type of puja they do, what vratams they follow, what devatas they worship. Therefore, illiterate people, they follow their Swabhava. Cultured people, they follow the Shastras. So Swabhavas are many, and so they cannot be put into one group. And the Swabhavas are Sattvic Swabhava, Rajasic Swabhava and Tamasic Swabhava. And so the illiterate people can be classified under these three groups. Therefore Krishna says, Dehinam Shraddha Trividha Bhavati. The faith of these people is of three types. The illiterate people, they do not mean, you know, those who cannot read or write. Illiterate, we don't mean by like that. But those who are illiterate with respect to Shastras. So, illiterate means Shastra Samskara Rahitaha. And they are three types of Shraddha. Dependent on what? Swabhavaja. Depending on their Swabhava. Swaha Bhavaha, one's own nature. Their mental character or inclination or their tendency. So, this has been called as Prakriti. Sometimes also, sadrisham cheshtate swastaha prakriti jnana vanapi prakritim yanti bhutani nigrahakim karishyati. In the third chapter, the word prakriti was used. Prakriti and swabhava are same only, natural tendency. Okay, and this swabhava, the character itself, is determined by what? Shankaracharya, he writes, purva janma krita dharma dharmadi samskaras. Whatever brought from the previous births. And what are the swabhavas possible? Sattviki, Rajasi and Tamasi. And if swabhavas are of three types, then Shraddha also will be of three types. There are two things here. Three types of swabhavas first. And because of that, three types of Shraddha. So, Sattvika, Rajasa, Tamasa swabhavaha. Because of that, Sattviki, Rajasi, Tamasi, Shraddha. Okay, how do they vary? What is the difference between them? Krishna says, Tam Shrunu. I am going to tell that you listen. Shloka 3. Sattva Nurupa Sarvasya Shraddha Bhavati Bharata Shraddha Mayoyam Purushaha Yoya Shraddha Sa Evasaha. In fact, it is an explanation of the previous shloka only. There he said, Swabhavaja Shraddha. That itself is commented further here. Shraddha is born out of Swabhava. So, O Bharata, Sarvasya Shraddha. The faith of every person depends on what? Sattva Anurupa, according to his Sattvam, Antakkarana, mind. We should not have a confusion here because in the previous shloka he said Swabhava and here he says Sattvam. Remember, Swabhava means samskaras, which means inclination or impression. And where are the impressions lying? In the mind only. So, whether we say according to mind or character, both are same. Because character is nothing but inclination of mind. So, Swabhava and mind are same only in this context. So, Shraddha Bhavati Bharata. Because Shraddha Mayaha Ayam Purushaha. Every person is made up of Shraddha only. This, the personality of a person, it depends upon the faith that he has. So, if we want to know the life of a person, we may ask him what are his beliefs and what are his disbeliefs. There are some people who will say, I don't believe in God, I don't believe in scriptures, Punarjanma. That means what? Their whole life will be only for the worldly benefit. It's not beyond that. So Krishna says, belief determines the personality of a jiva. Why? Yaha yaha shraddha saha eva saha. Whatever belief or faith of a person has got, that alone is his essential personality. That means his life is governed by that belief alone. If he believes only in money, even in temples, if you want to see Swami, you need money only these days. So, sarve gunaha kanchanam ashrayanti. So, if this is in their faith, what will be their life? Somehow or other, earn. That's make money. Whereas, if moksha or the scriptures is the faith, then the direction will be different. So, from three types of vasanas to three types of shraddha. And from three types of Shraddha to three types of Pujas, Yajnas, they all will be talked about in the next shlokas. So Arjuna asked for Shraddha only and Krishna talks about Yajna next. Shloka 4. Yajante Sattvika Devan Yaksharakshamsi Rajasam Pretan Bhutaganam Chanye Yajante Tamasajanaha. Here Krishna talks about Yajnas. Because the type of yajnas, one can find out the type of Shraddha they have. Shraddha is an internal attitude. We cannot see that. Whereas the puja and yajna are external. And so from them, I can infer one's internal Shraddha. And so what Arjuna asked was Shraddha, and now Krishna discusses Yajna. So that through Yajna, we will know the Shraddha. So Shraddha is not the direct topic here, but Yajnas are the direct topic. And Krishna talks about three types of Yajnas to know the three types of Shraddha in Shlokas 4, 5 and 6. And in this shloka, Krishna points out the type of yajna, sattvic, rajasic or tamasic, that can be determined by three factors. And what are those factors? One is devata he worships, the devata. And second is the mode or method of worship, prakaraha. And three is motive of worship, the sankalpa. So how he does, you know, how he makes the sankalpa, whether he says Chitta Shuddhyartham, or whether he says Dharmartha, Kama, Moksha, Chaturvidha, Palapurushartha, Siddhyartham, or Shatru Nashanartham, depending on what he says. Of these three, first Krishna mentions the Devata here. And what are they? He says, Sattvikaha Devan Yajante. That is, the Sattvic people, they worship gods, the Devas, who are also supposed to be Sattvic in nature. And Rajasaha Yaksha Rakshamsi Yajante. The Rajasic people, they worship the demigods, who are neither Devas nor Manushyas. They are in between. So Bhulokastaha Manushyaha. People who live in the Bhuloka, they are called Manushyas. And Swargalokastaha Devaha. People who are in Swarga, they are all Devas. And in the in-between loka, the Bhuvar loka, there are so many beings are there who cannot be considered as high as Devas, but as low as Manushyas also. So they are the Yakshas, Kubera, Rakshasas, Kinnaras, Gandharvas. They are all in the Antariksha Loka. So they are supposed to be Rajasic type of deities. And Rajasic person is attracted towards such type of deities. And there is a Kubera. Kubera temple actually in Badrinath. There is a Kubera temple, it seems. Whether they see Badrinarayana or not, there will be such a large crowd in the Kubera temple. They just keep a 1 rupee coin in the sanctum and they bring it back and keep it in their house. The money is also not for the Lord. They will bring it home because everyone wants money and wealth. By bringing that money back home, they think it is going to multiply so much. So Kubera is in the Yaksha group. Then Tamasa Janaha Pretan Bhutaganan Yajante. The Tamasic people, they worship all these ghosts and spirits, Pretan, to do all types of abhicharika karmas, where they invoke evil spirits and harm other people. And Bhutagana, various spirits which are supposed to be around, you know, Shiva and Shakti and all that, various Bhutaganas, like Veerabhadra and all those people. So the Tamasic people, they worship them to get Tamasic powers, evil forces, destructive forces. So from the type of worship, one can get a clue into the type of the Shraddha one has. Remember, there are pictures and idols of Bhadrakali, you know, which appears ferocious. But people like Ramakrishna worshipped Kali. We should remember, it is not the picture that determines the type of Shraddha. But really, what you invoke in them, that only does. If a person worships that deity and invokes the Ghora, ferocious form only, then it is Tamasic. Because his mind also is having that characteristic, destroying, killing. Generally, in every god, we have tamasic, rajasic and sattvic attitudes. God Shiva in both ferocious Ghora form and Ghora Tarebhyaha and in the Aghora form. Similarly, Vishnu has Narasimha and Narayana. Similarly, Devi with Ugra Rupa and Lalita Rupa, all of them. Generally, you know, what do we see? People with Ugra mind will generally be attracted towards the Ugra Rupam. And people with Shanta mind will be attracted towards the Shanta Rupam. So from that Ishta Devata, one can infer their Shraddha. So the Devata part is now over. Then what is next? The mode or motive of worship that is given in Shlokas 5 and 6, that we will see them together in the next webinar. ಯೋ ವೇದಾದೌ ಸ್ವರ ಪ್ರೋಕ್ತೋ ವೇದಾಂತೇ ಚ ಪ್ರತಿಷ್ಠಿತಃ ತಸ್ಯ ಪ್ರಕೃತಿಲೀನಸ್ಯ ಪರಸ್ಸ ಮಹೇಶ್ವರಃ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣಾರ್ಪಣಮಸ್ತು ನಾರಾಯಣ.